Recruitment and Indian Perspective is the name of the second chapter that we shall look at. In the first chapter, we have discussed the introduction to recruitment management as a process. So what is recruitment as a process? What is selection? We have seen. Now, we look at an important aspect, the Indian perspective. Being in India, we need to understand that the Indian recruitment angle is quite specific. It has got its own perspective that we shall look at. So there are various things that need to be understood in order to be successful in this particular field, in order to develop a good understanding from this particular perspective. Let's look at what objectives we have for this particular chapter. A development of specific understandings in the major recruitment trends will be here. I mean, we shall understand them. How innovative recruitment is applied in the Indian industry. There are various things that recruiters are doing differently in India, as in they are applying certain things like word of mouth advertising, social recruitment through Facebook, social recruitment through Twitter. LinkedIn is particularly very active in India, as it is in the US. In fact, I have received a lot of my training requirements, being from the field of education, being from the field of corporate training and development. I have received a lot of offers from companies, a lot of expert consultancy assignments from companies, primarily just by looking at my profile from LinkedIn and sending messages. So recruitment has become as simple a process as that. And of course, important point is Indian recruiters are doing so. HR challenges faced by the recruitment. So there are some specific challenges faced by Indian recruiters. So what are those we shall take a look at, and the emergence of recruitment consultants. So as mentioned in the previous chapter, India is especially the you can say major cities are known for having thousands of recruitment consultants. Lots of famous recruitment consultants like Kelly Services, Adecco People One, Manpower Consultants. These have a physical as well as an online presence, are available in India, where they cater to specific jobs. They have a wide industry coverage, so they cover almost all areas of the industry. Post the objectives, let us quickly go through the introduction. Let's have an introductory look at what this chapter has to offer. The recruitment landscape in India, or the recruitment setting, demonstrates unique trends in 2012. Trends means we have some long-term changes in recruitment. So those trends have been observed in 2012. We are evolving. The recruitment industry itself in India is evolving. It is evolving. It is metamorphosizing. You know, it's changing. The metamorphosis is happening. The changes are happening in a positive manner. There's more of innovation to be seen. Cost effectiveness is a factor there, because since global recession has hit Indian shores as well, so there is a lot of cost effectiveness which is seen in the picture. LinkedIn, you know, they conducted a survey. LinkedIn has a wide user base in India. So they have done a recent survey in 2012. They released data on Indian recruiting trends to understand the shifts and the uniqueness of Indian recruitment. So we shall discuss the same in this particular chapter. There's a lot of things which prove the resilience of the Indian industry, the recruitment industry for one, wherein people are trying to meet the dynamic changes that are happening in the markets today with innovative recruitment trends, such as the social trends, such as making it effective by employing the use of applications, and many other things. So let's move forward to get a better understanding. Word of mouth and recommendation. Here are these particular words, these two words. Now they are becoming a method of choice ahead of the recruitment agencies. Now, as I spoke, friends, in the previous slide, I mentioned specifically about the changing dynamics, the changing business conditions. Now, a period between 2006 and 2010 was a period of relatively high prosperity, wherein the recruitment scene was dominated more by recruitment agencies and online recruitment portals like Naukri.com, Amonster.com, TimesJob.com. But today, what's happening is there are dynamic changes happening. There are certain recessionary forces into play. So these forces are forcing the recruitment agencies out of the picture, and they are forcing employees from the recruitment department of organizations to think in an innovative fashion. So cutting costs yet getting better people is the motto for today's recruitment individuals or recruitment professionals working in organizations. Hence, we've seen a 10% year-on-year drop in preference. From the drop is the recruitment agencies are being dropped. The preference is coming towards a recommendation from an in-house employee or something like an online search through a LinkedIn or a Facebook. At the same time, as I mentioned just now, it's a reiteration, social and professional networks as a mean for gaining qualified hires has seen an increase of 4%, a whopping 4% in the last year. In 1 year alone, in the period of just 1 year, there's a whopping 4% increment in the utilization of online networks. There are lots of factors which create this, or are there's a background. Firstly, many of these sites are free. They do not cost you anything. LinkedIn is a unique site wherein one person might have multiple people who are LinkedIn to him. They are the connections, as known in the LinkedIn language, who possess equal skill sets. Some of them might be passive job seekers, as in they are already a part of a company, not actively looking out for a job, but might be interested in a change, provided they are given the right amount of motivation and the right perks to join a new job. So these are the trends which are being set for the future. There's evolution in picture, and which is again, as I said, playing on the minds of Indian recruiters as well. Let's now move ahead from the introduction. It is expected that employers will continue to recruit strongly from recruitment agencies and other external sources, but the decision making will further be influenced by what talent they see online. So now they are becoming more specific, they are becoming more selective to what talent is offered, and they have many more people that they can source from. Where the talent goes depends on employers and how they choose to present themselves. So this is extremely important to understand. The onus now is on employers, the kind of brand image they create online, the kind of company that they represent online, the organization, all this depends, and it creates a choice for the people who would like to join such organizations. Yeah, we continue with the introduction. The depth of employer brand activity online will deepen, and expectations are to see more employers recruited via social networks in 2013 and beyond. So friends, these are certain quotes, these are certain statements which we are seeing from that particular LinkedIn survey done on Indian, on the trends in Indian recruitment market or the Indian recruitment industry. Here, as we see, what's going to happen is these kind of technologies such as LinkedIn, such as the other online social networking websites, they're going to mature, they're going to season. So the recruiters will get more people, they will get niche people from niche technologies as their their profiles are being displayed online. More discussions and examining online will happen than ever before, as you've got more choices. So you will stick to online measures as the trend for social networking as a recruitment tool continues to evolve. So there's more of evolution. There are more tools within the, overlapping technologies. There are more techniques that are used by one single application. So what will happen is there will be more scrutiny online. Let's move on. Recruitment is an important part of an organization's human resource planning and their competitive strength. This we've repeated this information time and again. Competent human resources at the right positions in the organization are a vital resource and can be a core competency. So these two statements have been repeated time and again, and these are also reflected in this particular LinkedIn survey. The objective again of recruitment is to obtain number and quality of employees that can be selected in order to help the organization. Similar sentiments being echoed in the Indian perspective, from the Indian perspective, from this particular LinkedIn study. Again, recruitment acts as a link between the employers and the job seekers and ensures the placement of right candidate. This we've again seen, so quickly move through this. Now, this is important, it's extremely important to understand the context, the reasons behind switching, the reasons behind an evolution happening. Already discussed this more than a couple of times. Quickly reiterate to reinforce the concepts in and then move on. Here, basically, we are looking at the conditions. What was a booming economy some years back? The companies in India also used to offer high salaries, attractive incentive perks. But now what's happening is there have been layoffs because of the recessionary effects in the US. There has been massive recession in Europe and other countries. So this has also reached the Indian shores. Thus, layoffs, salary cuts and deferred payments have become commonplace in the Indian industry as well. So evolution of the recruitment industry has to take into consideration the factors that have started governing the Indian industry post 2011. Vis-a-vis this report is done in 2012 of LinkedIn. So it provides us what kind of exact perspective is there on the Indian landscape. Well, through the help of this particular diagram, we are going to understand the current scenario, that is the major recruitment trends. One of the trends here today is outsourcing of the recruitment processes. The various recruitment and HR processes are outsourced. The outsourcing firm, the firms help the organization by the initial screening of the candidates according to the needs of the organization and creating a suitable pool of talent for the final selection of the organization. There are many recruitment agencies who are allotted with this job. They administer various tests like an aptitude test. They administer various HR related tests. Upon approval, these people are sent to the organizations where probably there might be another round of screening, and then the suitable candidates would be inducted into the company. When it comes to the Indian perspective, as in India, the HR processes are being outsourced for more than a decade now. So the HR processes, especially in the context of recruitment, there's been a good amount of outsourcing, and it's been there for a decade. Companies like Manpower, certain companies like Kelly Services have been providing this kind of an outsourcing for the Indian IT as well as ITES companies primarily. They also experts now in the manufacturing companies. So any niche positions which require outsourcing are handled by these companies. A company may draw required personnel from outsourcing firms whenever there is a need. So this is related with the outsourcing. Let's have another slide which discusses outsourcing in better depth. In turn, the outsourcing firms or the intermediaries, what they do is they charge the organizations for the services. Now, there's a certain remuneration factor attached, which is in fact the bread and butter, we can say, of the outsourcing companies or the outsourcing firms. This they do in the lieu of developing the human resource pool by employing people from them and make available personnel to various companies as per their needs. These companies have come in prominence post 2002-2003, where BPOs and IT companies have done large ramp-ups. They've inducted more than thousands of employees in a single month. For this, they have required the services of outsourcing firms, which could train people so that they become a better match for the organizations. They administer tests at various levels so that people are able to, people are screened at their level, so the company professionals do not end up wasting time with unsuitable candidates. So as I said, in lieu of this, the outsourcing firms or intermediaries, they charge remuneration from the organizations. So this is how primarily the outsourcing model works. Here we continue our discussion about a major recruitment trend in the Indian recruitment industry, outsourcing, and discuss a few advantages of the same. Well, basically the company is free from salary negotiations, clearing the unsuitable resumes or candidates. These are done by the outsourcing company. Hence the company, the organizations, they save a lot of time and resources. Being saved out of time and resources, they do not need to plan for human resources much in advance. So all the planning which is done can be outsourced to such companies who take care of not only the planning but screening as well as negotiations. It results in value creation for the company. There is a certain sense of operational flexibility and a particularly competitive kind of an advantage. So what happens is the brand name of the company is expanded, enhanced by the particular outsourcing firm. The outsourcing firm takes the onus and the responsibility of advertising or promoting the company's brand name. Imagine a candidate, you as a candidate waiting for an interview, you're being inducted into probably an Accenture, or if it's a bank, an HSBC bank, or if it's a manufacturing company, an L&T, and you are at a job fair, or you are probably at a consultant's ramp up program, and you see the brand name, already there is a sense of value creation, and thus the organization is able to create better value through outsourcing. Again, there is a good amount of operational flexibility done, primarily because all the nitty-gritties of operations are taken care by the outsourcing firms. Post completing 4 to 5 projects with the same company, they are adept at understanding what are the requirements of the company and how best to provide suitable candidates, suitable matches for some. Again, a competitive advantage, because the recruitment professionals can then focus their attention from the operational jobs to certain strategic planning which can take place. Through this planning, they can generate or think of better resources. They can work on certain niche areas or certain niche profiles, and so on. Also, turning the management's focus to strategic level processes, that's what I said. There's a transition from operational processes to strategic or tactical level processes of the HRM. They can invest better time in things like employee engagement or best practices in recruitment, or how to improve the induction process, and so on. So there are definite advantages which can be cited from outsourcing, through which a company can leverage this particular concept. Now we come to the next portion, which is e-recruitment, which is another major trend when it comes to the Indian recruitment scenario. Here many big organizations use internet as a source of recruitment. The e-recruitment, as the name goes, is the use of technology to assist the recruitment process. So basically what's happening is they are using technology, they are using internet, they are using the World Wide Web to create positions for the company, which acts as a source of recruitment. People can be recruited through the use of websites which the company have. They can be used, the CVs can be sent, the curriculum vitae or the resumes can be sent through email using the internet to companies. The companies can post blogs of this, informing people about certain job requirements. The job seekers send their applications, as mentioned, through the internet. Alternatively, the job seekers can also place their CVs in company blogs, or the company, you can say, websites, where they can be picked up or drawn by the prospective employers, depending upon their requirements. So it's become a very flexible mechanism that we are seeing here, which is e-recruitment. It's 24/7 functional because of the availability of the internet. There is no physical commuting as seen in the previous example. So this leads us to the advantages, which is the next slide. So primary advantages are the low cost. So there are definitely low costs incurred in this particular process. The low cost results from the lack of intermediaries, the absence of intermediaries like management consultants, which we've seen before, the absence of the recruitment agencies or the outsourcing, which we've seen before, the lack of necessity, as in there is no need to place television or radio or newspaper advertisements. So this is a very fast process that we are noticing. This is an extremely efficient process. Hence, there's a reduction in time for recruitment. All this results in the recruitment of right type of people, because there is a huge pool of people available through e-recruitment. People are able to send their resumes. So there's a large pool of passive resumes lying also. And hence, the overall effect is the increased efficiency of the recruitment process. So these are just a few of the advantages. There are many advantages of e-recruitment. There are methods of e-recruitment, which we shall see in the forthcoming slides, in the forthcoming chapters. As we mentioned earlier, innovation is extremely important in today's dynamically changing business environment. Hence, in recruitment, it is also considered very important. And considering the market downturn, as we have discussed earlier, the companies in India and abroad are looking to innovate, to be more efficient, reorganizing aesthetically and continuously finding ways to cut down costs, overheads and liabilities. So actually what is happening today is there is a lot of thought going into innovation. There is a lot of thought going into cutting unnecessary costs and moving away from conventions to produce better results. So therefore it is now a part of a growing trend. And of course, India is also a party to it. Some organizations realize the folly of conventional models. There were a lot of conventional models used before this particular business change has started, before the recessionary forces have come into play, paying hefty sums to recruitment agencies or management consultancies, paying hefty sums to place ads in prominent magazines or on prominent news channels. So these were some of the conventional models, and of course there were some errors identified, some follies there. So some alternate sources like campus hiring, buddy referrals, internal job rotations, these kind of things, they could only manage up to 30% of the hiring needs via these sources. So we had to look at a different kind of a source, which could actually encompass a broader skill set. Also looking at quantity as well as quality through its measures. So that's the reason why things like the searches on the World Wide Web or social media sites, business networking sites, these kind of things have come into prominence. Of course, we shall be taking a look at them in the subsequent slides as well. Hence, things like, as we've noticed, campus hiring or buddy referrals or some recruitment agency hiring, those things have not proven effective. Hence, many new age techniques like Web 2.0 interfaces cropped up in the last year or so. So there are aspects like cloud computing, or people can directly upload their resumes to the company databases. They can leverage the use of their company intranets to post advertisements or to post requirements. They can post requirements simply on certain job discussion boards and so on. These models claim to combine the power of career networking and portals that allowed groups and forums, as I just mentioned, based on a large plethora of subjects ranging from J2EE to project management. If you are a member of LinkedIn and if you are a member of any specific group, like I am a member of many of the training and development groups as well as the HR discussion forums, so you frequently get in your email certain discussions and job related posts like you need an Adobe Photoshop designer or a sales manager or probably a J2AE designer or a Java developer or a C# developer and so on. So these posts are easily, they can be sent across the groups. Groups can check it, you can check it on LinkedIn, or these groups directly send you an email, and at your convenience you can actually go ahead and check those particular mails. The industry in recent times has seen the advent of referral recruitment models. So it's extremely important that we've discussed this particular point several times. In referrals, normally an organizational employee actually who has friends or people whom he knows who are experts in a particular technology can be referred to this particular company. Many have failed to live up to the ideology and hype of the referral recruitment. So as you see, they haven't actually done well. Some of them have actually been glorified RPO units in guise of referral recruitment. So actually they have been disguised for the referral, for the recruitment process outsourcing companies, wherein they earn money for themselves rather than refer quality employees to organizations. Let's move on now. Now, social media is a buzzword. We have discussed it time and again in our previous chapter. We have discussed it in some part of this chapter. Social media, as we see, consists of certain sites which have a social presence. The most prominent site, as we know, is Facebook. We also have microblogging provided by Twitter. We also have sites like Orkut and MySpace. So these sites are, a prospective place for the recruiters search for candidates. The very first reason why this is done is because social media has emerged as an important tool for recruitment because of its power to offer a broader perspective about the candidate. So ideally a recruiter can look at who the person's friends are, what the person's hobbies are, if he is posting anything technical or subject to his technical knowledge, so how deep is that particular knowledge and so on. So social media firstly gives a broader perspective about the candidate. The second reason is the social media widens the choice pool. Now if you conventionally try to contact people, you might not get those many, but due to the internet, due to hyperlinking, if you are if you are able to look at one profile on social media, there might be many more friends or associates on social media, thus forming a large pool of candidates or prospective employees. The third reason and the most important reason is it is extremely low cost tool with a very good return on investment, thus saving both time and money. All probably which you require is an internet connection for social media. Facebook advertising for most part is free. You can create a company homepage and you can put up certain advertises or posts. Even on LinkedIn you can put free posts on the groups and you get a good response for those. So thus because of these three important and prominent reasons, social media has actually come into prominence in the past few years and is now becoming the choice tool of many recruiters. Thus this slide again is related to social media in the sense this is about business networking like a LinkedIn connection. There are many sites nowadays which provide on the lines of business networking which are purely business connections, LinkedIn being the prominent one. With ever increasing potential employees profiling themselves on business oriented and professional networking sites, for short we can call them as PNS sites, ever more recruiting managers and the HR departments are employing these tools for hiring. Thus it becomes very simple. If you have a requirement and if you know that there are several profiles which match your requirement, hence you can easily just go online, you can call people, you can post or you can mail people and you can tell them about the requirement, and if it's a one-out requirement, there might be many freelance people or experts who might be able to solve your requirement. If you're offering something much better than what the person is currently getting, probably the passive person who is not really looking for a job might be motivated to move to your company. Hence, like in the last slide that we have seen, social media sites like Facebook, slides like Twitter, and in this slide where we have seen the PNS or the BNS, the business networking websites. Thus, these provide an edge to the Indian recruiters, and they have embraced, in fact, these innovative practices. Well, along with those social media sites and the business networking sites, we also have the online forums, which are specialist dashboards or they are specialist forums, wherein recruitment people or recruitment professional can look at hiring of the required positions. These applications enable the teams to create job postings. Important, now we are looking at the features of these particular online forums. Manage application responses, schedule interviews and manage other functional recruitment tasks for successful and speedy onboarding of talent in the organization. So they are also online with the social media sites, online with the business networking sites and help with the recruitments. The web has served as a platform for industry interaction, thereby improving access to communication between individuals and companies. The web is a 24/7 medium. It has made interaction extremely simple because there is no physical commuting. There is no physical interaction. It is at your desk. Community forums, blogs, podcasts, search engines are the key, you can say, the prominent constituents of the web, which allow the recruitment professionals to reach out to people who are aspiring certain job positions. These channels open up a two-way communication. So probably through a chat session or a video session or a podcast. Podcast probably would be a one-way, but the chat sessions which happen live, the video sessions probably which happen, these can also constitute a two-way kind of a communication between the recruitment professional on one hand and the person who's aspiring for the job position on the other. Let's move on now. Thus, the job seekers, you know, nowadays they seem to be in more control, they seem to possess more power, and this power comes from researching. Now, if earlier times the options were very few, in the time of or the previous generation, there were few options, fewer companies, the sector was limited to manufacturing mostly. So, companies like Godrej or a Tata or a Telco were in prominence. If you've noticed, our previous generations, they joined one company and they retired after a service of 40 or 45 years in the same company without much research going in there. Today, people can actually research about the company which they are going to join. They can learn about the prospective employers. Important thing is whether they are a right fit to the company's culture. Today, you see there are a lot of attritions, there's a lot of movement from one company to the other. So, it is important to understand whether you are the right fit for the culture of the company or a misfit, and then decide as to where they want their talent and skill for application. So, it's ideally now facilitating a right match for the skills and for the talent with the right organization. So, if you are incongruence, if your values, if your ethics are incongruence with the organizations, then probably you will work longer. And all this is facilitated by the kind of online research and learning about one's prospective organization.